It's happening slowly, but Central Florida's farmers markets are opening the door to SNAP. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that used to be known as food stamps. These days, recipients largely use an electronic benefits transfer, or EBT card, that's like a debit card. The problem with farmers markets is that they're cash-only operations. But the USDA is offering grants for farmers markets to get the equipment needed to process EBTs. The Sanford Farmers Market began accepting them a few years ago. Volunteer Jeff Farrell says Sanford was the second farmers market in the state to do so, and people definitely make use of it.
You know, they're glad to have it because a lot of, you know, the grocery stores offer it, but with our produce and stuff, everything's lower, so they're glad that they can come here and spend the money. You know, get a lot more for, you know, the money and everything, too.
When the Brevard County Farmers Market reopens next week after its 4th of July break, it too will be accepting SNAP EBT payments. Farmers Market Manager Melinda Morgan Stowell says a recent increase in the USDA grant for the EBT equipment shows a growing respect for locally sourced food.
So what we're seeing is an acknowledgement by the federal government that local food sources are not only providing more healthy produce, but also are providing a health benefit to the local economy, if you will.
She says 20 cents of every SNAP dollar spent on food remains with the farmers and the local economy. She says local produce is better because it hasn't been shipped and stored and so has a longer shelf life. Morgan Stowell says right now only three farmers markets statewide accept SNAP. Audubon Park Farmers Market Director Gabby Lothrop says she'd like to change that number to four. She says Florida is behind the curve in making sure fresh, whole foods are part of a community's culture.
And when you're talking about long-term solutions to hunger and health, you really can't have one without the other.
Lothrop says she's hoping the Audubon Park Farmers Market will be able to apply for the USDA SNAP grant this fall. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.